Our gospel lesson this morning comes from the Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, according to St. John, chapter 17, verses 1 through 11. After Jesus had spoken these words, he looked up to heaven and said, "Father, the hour has come. Glorify your Son, so that the Son may glorify you, since you have given him authority over all people, to give eternal life to all whom you have given him. And this is eternal life, that they may know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent. I glorified you on earth by finishing the work that you gave me to do. So now, Father, glorify me in your own presence with the glory that I, in your presence, before the world existed. I have made your name known to those whom you gave me from the world. They were yours, and you gave them to me, and they have kept your word. Now they know that everything you have given me is from you. For the words that you gave to me, I have given to them, and they have received them, and know in truth that I came from you, and they have believed that you sent me. I am asking on their behalf. I am not asking on behalf of the world, but on behalf of those whom you gave me, because they are yours. All mine are yours, and yours are mine, and I have been glorified in them. Now I am no longer in the world, but they are in the world, and I am coming to you, Holy Father. Protect them in your name that you have given me, so that they may be one as we are one." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Again today, you may notice that I have a reading from the GNV, the Greg Neal version of the Scriptures, my own translation here, because when I was reading along and doing my studies both in the Greek and in many different translations in English, I noted there was an interesting difference between some translations and other translations. And so I went back and read it very carefully in the Greek and looked at all the various variants. You'll hear about that tonight, by the way. Variants of the Greek New Testament. And I decided that actually the NRSV renders it fairly well, but not quite good enough. So here it is, as I have translated it. "Holy Father, protect them in your name, the name that you have given me, so that they may be one just as we are one." Father, protect them in your name, so that they may be one just as we are one. How does God protect us? How does God make us one? These two questions came to me over the week, and as I studied and as I worked, I could not get away from them. And so as I tried to mold and shape this sermon, and I was thinking about Mother's Day, and I thought to myself, how in the world can I relate this passage to Mother's Day? And I knew my mother would be in the congregation today, and I thought, she'll clobber me if I don't relate it some way to Mother's Day. So we'll see what God has provided. How does God protect us? And how does God make us one? Would you pray with me? Lord God, our Heavenly Father, move among us this day, so that we, your people, may always feel and sense your divine power and presence. For we need to know that we are never alone. And speak to us this day in such a way that we may always hear, understand, and remember. Give us your word by which you mold and shape our living. For we need your word to live eternally. In Jesus' holy name we pray. Amen. When I was a child, we attended Walnut Hill United Methodist Church in Dallas. was a wonderful church, and I have wonderful fond memories of our attendance there. And I can remember coming out on, I don't know what Sunday it was, I remember coming out of the Sunday school classroom as a wee little child on Sunday morning and going down the hall where I saw a great big group of women, mothers, all looking like they're big giants. When you're real small, everybody looks like a giant. And I remember seeing a whole bunch of mothers, and I ran up to the first one I saw that looked like my mom, and I put my arms around her and just hugged her around her knees real tight. And then I looked up, and it wasn't Mommy. And so I remember looking around, and I remember seeing Mom standing over, and I ran over, and I hid behind her skirts. And I peeked out at the woman who I hugged, embarrassed and afraid. And I can remember my mother and then the other women there laughing in delight at the child and the love that a child has for his mother. And there I was hiding behind the protection of my mother's skirt. How does God protect us? Mothers protect us in many different ways. How does God protect us? Well, this story kind of made me think about how God protects us in a way that is similar to the way our mothers protect us. Mothers feed us. Mothers clothe us. Mothers rock us. Mothers sing to us. Mothers burp us when we're babies. Mothers play with us. Mothers nurse us. Mothers fix hurt boo-boos when we're injured. Mothers kiss us and tell us it's going to be okay. Sometimes mothers say, wait till your father gets home. Mothers mother us, protect us, nurture us, feed us, clothe us, teach us in many different ways. Mothers protect their babies by giving of themselves, of their very being, of the love that they have been given. And that's, in many ways, how God protects us. God protects us by giving of Himself, by giving His Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, the Word of God made flesh. God protects us by giving of Himself His love, His strength, His grace, His acceptance, His peace. God protects us just as our mothers protect us, by nurturing us and guiding us, teaching us and leading us, and yes, correcting us, punishing us when necessary, to guide us in the right path. Mothers follow the example of God in nurturing us. God gives of Himself in protecting us. That's how God protects us, by giving of Himself. Now, He did that in many different ways, in giving Himself in Jesus Christ to die for our sins. But as Jesus put it here in this very verse where He says, protect them in your name, He protects us by His name. And that raised a very interesting question to me. What's the name of God? There's a philosopher way back, many, many, many hundreds, actually thousands of years ago, who said that there were 9 billion names of God. You know what? There's only one name that matters here today, and that's God's personal name that we find in the Old Testament. Yahweh. Some people say, I thought that was Jehovah. No, it's pronounced Yahweh. It's the personal name of God. And like all Hebrew names, it is a picture, a word picture, if you will, that literally comes from the Hebrew word to be. We find that in the Old Testament, in Exodus, when Moses said, who shall I say sends me to your people? And God said, I am sends you. I am that I am. Not Popeye. I am that I am. The one, the God who is and cannot not be. The God who is sends you, Moses. The one who is and cannot not be sends you. I am sends you. In Hebrew, that is a verb, to be, and it's the root basis upon which we derive, upon which God derives His own name. I am Yahweh, the God who is, as opposed to all those gods that aren't. The God who is, as opposed to all those gods who aren't God. Yahweh, the God who is. Now, it's more than just that. It's the God who is and will be known. A good physical word image here. It's a very old image. It comes from many of the Jewish rabbis. When they tried to describe what God's name was, they said, take a hose, a water hose, or any kind of pressure hose. Take it and pinch it off in the middle when the flow is going. When you pinch it off in the middle and the flow is going, and you feel that pressure behind your hand trying to get through to go out, that pressure, that desire to burst forth with being known is a word picture for God's name. The God who is and who will be made known. And in His name, in this name, the name of the God who is, in I am, the name of God who, of the God who is known, we are protected. That means that God comes to us not as some remote deity, not as some remote creator who looks down on the universe and controls things by pulling strings. No. God protects us personally, right here with us, in the God who will be made known and is made known to us in Jesus Christ. When Jesus prayed, protect them through, in, by means of your name, what He is saying is, Almighty God, protect them with all that you are and can be known through. Protect them by being with them and among them, as I have been among them. Next Sunday, we celebrate Pentecost, the birthday of the church, the sending of the Holy Spirit to be with the church. That is what we mean when we talk about God's presence with us here today. Protect them by your name. Be with them, the I am. God protects us by being with us, personally, not remote, with us here today. That's how mothers protect us, by being with us, guiding us, taking our hand, leading us, protecting us. First question, how does God protect us? By personally being with us and giving of Himself His very being, that we might be saved. How does God make us one? How does God make us one? Sometimes it feels like that's the hard part. God making us one. You know, I love my brother. I really do. But there are times when I want to strangle him. He means well. Thank God, Mother, he didn't come today. He means well. But there are times the things that he says makes me want to just sock him in the nose. And yet he's my brother. And I love him. sometimes the people who are part of our families, who we are called to be the closest to, are the people that sometimes we simply cannot stand to be around. And yet God calls us to be one. I don't know how you mothers do it. Raising children is just like nailing Jell-O to a tree. It doesn't want to work. Raising children is not easy. I don't know how y'all did it. You do it by God's grace. But especially when you have multiple kids fighting. I love the story that Bill Cosby tells. If you don't have more than one kid, you're really not a parent, because if something's broken, you know who did it. And if you don't have more than one kid, you don't hear, "Will you stop touching me?" And mine, and make him go away and leave me alone. And Mom, he scared me. My brother used to love to scare me at night. When we were sleeping in one bedroom over on Royal Lane, and my brother would be in the bunk above me, because I one time dove off the bunk. That's another story. So I'd be in bed trying to sleep, Chuck would scare me, Mom. He'd reach down and try to touch me in the middle of the night, or drop things on me from the top bunk. I don't want to be one with him, but he's my brother. He's my brother, and I love him deeply. Sometimes members of the family of God simply don't want to get along. But God, like our mothers, calls us to get along, calls us to respect each other, calls us to be kind to each other. You know that meaning of that word kind? It's an old English word. It means to be kinned. When you go to the hospital and you want to see someone and they ask you, "Are you next of kin?" You better say yes, or they won't let you in. Well, that's where that root word, that's the root for the word kind, to be kinned, to be part of the same family with each other. God calls us, like our mothers call us, to be kind to one another, to accept each other despite the fighting, despite the disagreements. Indeed, to love each other as God has loved us. My friends, today we hear from the Gospel of John a very simple word, a word which we hear and sometimes passes right over us. Jesus prayed to God, "Holy Father, protect them in your name, the name that you have given me, the authority and the power and the presence that you've given me, God, protect them by it, so that they may be one." When I came for beseating here, one of the things that the PPR said to me was, "We need your leadership and your prayers so that we may be one." Maybe not in those words, but that's what I gathered from the committee. My friends, my brothers and sisters in Christ, we are the family of God. We may sometimes disagree and fight, but God calls us to be one. And He will protect us by His name, by all the authority and power that His name brings. He will protect us and make us one. We have the example of our mothers and their nurturing, loving care for us. We have that example, which they learned from God when He gave of Himself, when He gave His Son to die for you and me. We have that example and we have that calling to be one together in Christ. Let us be one family, my friends, in Christ Jesus our Lord. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.